Oasis Audio presents One More Try by Gary Chapman. Read for you by John Gager. Introduction. I can't take it anymore. Emily was articulate. Too articulate. She had always been clever with words, but now as she and her husband of 15 years, Tim, began arguing more frequently, her criticisms cut more deeply. Money. Tim's job issues, the stresses of an adopted child with emotional problems, all this played out against the background of some long-buried childhood hurts. Feeling bruised and defeated, Tim, more easygoing by nature, began to think, I can't take this anymore. Is it worth it? Some of his friends suggested separation. His pastor urged him to stick it out. A counselor he knew said, you need to take a time out to get yourself healed. Tim was more confused than ever. Allie twiddled with her phone as she watched TV. She noticed it was getting late and Zach still wasn't home. She knew his job as catering manager for a downtown hotel required late nights, especially during busy seasons. Still, there was more. A distance. Soon, she found out why. And who. Kevin couldn't believe he was hearing these words from his pastor.
Kevin? Pastor Doug said, you and Tricia have to separate temporarily to save your marriage.
What? You mean move out? Leave my kids? Be weekend daddy like a guy I work with?
Yes, said the pastor. I know some of the issues you're dealing with and how the two of you are in constant conflict. I think it's exactly what you need.
Kevin kept protesting, picturing himself in a lonely apartment. But he admitted to himself something had to be done. He and Tricia argued all the time, except when she could hardly look at him. Couldn't be good for the kids. Maybe it was worth a try. All marriages, of course, endure ups and downs, but some need more than a tune-up or a weekend away from the kids. Some, like those mentioned a moment ago, need saving. More often than not, this will require the intervention of a professional therapist. I have devoted many years to helping people with troubled relationships. Many of those who have come to my office entered at the point of marital separation. The stress level in their marriage reached a point where one spouse had walked out. The pain of separation and the real possibility of divorce drove them to seek help. Others were not yet at the point of walking out, but were considering separation. Either way, they were rapidly losing hope for the survival of their marriage. They were at the point where they couldn't take it anymore. Part of my role as a counselor is to provide hope. Whether you are currently living apart or simply feel that your marriage is falling apart, you need to know that you are not alone and that there is hope. You need to know that your marriage is worth fighting for. I won't tell you that this is easy. As one counselor puts it, it's easy to fall in love, but very hard to fight for love. In our society, it is also profoundly countercultural. In this book, we will explore the reasons why staying together is the better way. We will address honestly what to do when a marriage cannot be saved. We will share stories of couples who brought their marriages back from the brink. This book does not contain easy answers or rigid formulas. There is no simple medication for a marriage diseased to the point of separation. But for those who really want help, even if the medicine is hard to swallow, read on. Your chances of recovery are good. For pastors, lay counselors, and relatives who want to help those in the throes of marital discord or separation, I have sought to give practical, hopeful answers in language that everyone can understand. A number of helpful books have been written for those already divorced, but few, in my opinion, deal adequately with those struggling with separation or contemplating the end of their marriage. As Kevin heard from his pastor, it is not to be assumed that separation always leads to divorce. Separation may just as well lead to a restored, enriched, growing marriage. But that is an outcome that must be determined by the individuals involved. It also should not be assumed that a marital crisis, the kind where one or both partners feel as if they can't take it anymore and seriously consider splitting up, inevitably leads to divorce. Of course, ultimate value comes not in reading, but in applying truth. An ancient sage once said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. I hope this book will help you take that step.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?